And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 99.5 FM in Prescott Valley, in Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. My name is Robert Coombs. I'm filling in for Sherry Heine, who is away today. And it's my pleasure to host today's show along with Laura Morney, also from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. I run the Visitor Information Center, and Laura Morney actually runs all of us. She kind of runs our office for us. Thank you, Laura, for that. Our guests today are on Talk of the Town are Artistic Woodworking, Premier Tax and Accounting Services, Prescott Jazz Summit, and Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 99.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide from kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Hi, welcome back. And as you can tell, this is not Sherry Heine. Sherry Heine happens to be away today. This is Robert Coombs. I'm filling in for Sherry Heine. I run the Visitor Information Center for the City of Prescott and for the Chamber of Commerce downtown. So, again, welcome back. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Laura, can you please introduce our first guest today?
I will not, Sherry. Robert.
Laura's usually does my spot, so we're kind of mixed up today.
Today we have Artistic Woodworking. Bob Blanc is the owner, and his lovely Doreen is in the studio with us. I don't know if she's going to speak, but she looks pretty. So Artistic Woodworking, Bob, would you please tell us a little about yourself and your organization?
Well, a little bit about me. I served 4 years in the Marine Corps. When I got out of the Marine Corps, I went to work for my wife's uncle, who was a cabinet maker and owned his own business. And I worked for him for a long time until my father-in-law bought a cabinet shop, and I went to work for him. And then I broke away from the family when I felt like I had learned enough to spread my wings a little bit. And so I started working for other shops in the area until about the mid-70s. And then work just kind of dried up. There wasn't much of anything. I got laid off, and having to pay some bills, I hate to say it, but I kind of bounced a check for like $5 to put an ad in the paper, and I got a job off of that ad for a lady that wanted to put glass doors on our cabinets.
And nice. So it sounds like, Bob, you went back to what you love to do, and it obviously sounds like you love woodworking.
It was the one thing that I knew and was good at.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, we spoke a little bit about how you got into the business before we got on the radio here today. And Doreen was sharing us your brochure that has a picture of an old-fashioned chest of drawers with a mirror on the top. And it has a little bit of history to that. And that was kind of your first piece?
It was. It was a first repair or major repair. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Because it was brought to us by her son. And he put it in a pile in the center of the garage. And I had to kind of tie it together.
Those
with
are the best
string.
Pieces, I think. Yeah.
And so I just started tinkering with it, and I really enjoyed it. And so I started spreading my wings in the repair business.
Wow. Well, if you folks could see this brochure, it's a beautiful, beautiful piece. It really is.
So do you specialize in antiques or modern, or what is your specialty or your preference?
Well, I really like antiques and restoration and restoring, but just about any kind of furniture. I just have to have a God-given gift of being able to fix things. Mm-hmm. And so whatever people bring in, if I think I can fix it, I'll fix it for them. And I've really had quite a variety of things from but it's just things that people have had in their family since they were children, or their parents had it and passed it down. Not necessarily super value antiques, but things that they remember as a child.
Just kind of a family heirloom.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
So
exactly.
It's just a treasure to your clients. So you try to treat it like it would be something that you would treasure.
Exactly. A quick story. I had a gentleman come in with a cane chair that his wife used as a step stool and put her foot through the cane. And
sounds something like I would do when I was a kid.
he asked me how much it would cost to fix that, and I told him, and he says, "Oh, man, I could buy a new chair for less than that." And I said, "Well, yeah, you probably can."
Well, caning is kind of an art in itself.
It is. And just to get the old cane out takes a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
But then he has about an hour or so later, he calls me back and he says, "Can I bring that chair in? My wife loves that chair and wants
yeah.
it fixed." So
yeah.
It's a value to that person.
That's right.
You know, is what I'm trying to say. It's you set the value to it.
Well, I know you're a fairly new chamber member within the last year, right?
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about what you do in the community, like connections with the community, maybe with some groups, woodworking groups, things like that.
Well, honestly, I've really been so busy. I just haven't had a lot of time to get involved. I spend all my time growing the business, and I put my heart and soul into it, and it really takes up all of my time.
Yeah. So it's a little bit more than a hobby, it sounds like.
It is more than a hobby. It started off to be a hobby, actually.
Well, you know, Bob, those are the best hobbies, I think. Everybody has those, and they don't really look at them as work. That means you really enjoy your work. So probably by the end of the day flies by, and you make people very, very happy.
I was going to start off just making little boxes and little trinket things in the garage. And it has mushroomed into far more than I thought it was going to.
Well, Bob, share us your contact information, maybe the phone number, website, so people can kind of look at your work.
Certainly. The name of the company is Artistic Woodworking and Specialties. The phone number is 928-487-2391, and my website is artisticwoodworking.net.
Wonderful.
And your tagline is making the forgotten unforgettable.
That's
right.
That's a nice, I love that. Really neat.
So Robert was talking about possible connections in the community, and being a veteran from the Marine Corps, we have a strong veterans support group throughout Prescott, not a specific group, but a network of veteran organizations. And we partner with a number for a variety of things. And just a comment, just a quick comment, that our veteran quarterly business mixer is something you may want to consider to connect with
Absolutely.
Other veteran-owned businesses.
Absolutely. I fully intend to use as much of the chamber's assets as I can.
Great. Well, that specifically would probably serve you and them well, just to connect with other veterans.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. I have another question for you. What's the most rewarding aspect of your work? I know there could be, this is kind of a big, big question for you.
Actually, that's an easy question. There's two things that really keep me going. And number one is so many people say, Bob, I'm so thankful I found you. I've been looking for months to find somebody that can fix that. And then the other thing that really keeps me going is when I brought it back, they said, oh, it's beautiful. You did such a fantastic job. And that's really what keeps me going, you know, because I guess I got a lot of, there's something in me that just.
Yeah.
Well, you like to make folks happy, and that kind of thing makes people happy.
Those are the two things.
In this day and age, you know, with the throwaway society, with some of the wood furniture and things that people buy, you could find kind of an heirloom at a secondhand shop, and then check out Artistic Woodworking and Specialties, and you'd fix it right up, and it'd be gorgeous.
Absolutely. We do our best.
Very cool.
Yes. And you can't see it from the radio, but this man has passion about what he does and the excitement on his face when he's talking about it. You can see it.
He
really loves it. He cares about what he does. It's really neat to see.
For a long time.
Well, it's evident. I wish people could see your face.
Yep. Well, again, you've been listening to Bob from Artistic Woodworking. Thank you, Bob, for being on the show today with us today.
And thank you, Doreen, for joining us.
Yes, and thank you for your service also.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Do you have what it takes to be a champion? Join in on the excitement for the 2019 Torn Event of Champions at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Now through August 24th, find out if you have what it takes. Sundays and Wednesdays, you could win Castle Cash and the chance to move on to the quarterfinal rounds on August 23rd and 24th, where you could get an expense-paid trip to Las Vegas to compete for the $1 million grand prize. Play like a champion, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The biggest and best expo yet awaits you on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Finley Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Enjoy health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Connect with organizations that promote healthy lifestyle activities, such as hiking and biking. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations. And enter drawings for the chance to win a Fitbit and other great prizes. Make it a mega celebration by exploring the world's only larger-than-life walkthrough exhibits of the human body, mega body and mega heart, as well as colossal colon. Bring the whole family to YRMC's Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Finley Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit yrmchealthconnect.org.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Mud. Prescott Dirt is here to help. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. We can keep the mud out of your way and even slow down erosion, keeping your bank in place. Nobody wants their yard moving around by itself. No truck, no problem. Prescott Dirt delivers. Find us in Prescott and Prescott Valley to set up delivery or pickup. And you can find us online at PrescottDirt.com. Keep your yard beautiful with Prescott Dirt.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Hi, welcome back. Again, this is Robert Coombs from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Sherry happens to be away. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Laura, can you introduce our next guest?
I sure can. Our next guest is Brenda Hershkowitz. She's with Premier Tax and Accounting Services. And welcome, Brenda.
Thank you.
Yes. How long have you been a part of the Prescott Chamber?
2 weeks.
Wow.
Wow. Brand new.
New to the family. Thank you so much for joining us today on the radio and for joining the Chamber.
Thanks.
We have a lot of great things to offer you and talk to you about.
Yeah, we chatted a little bit before we got on the radio about where you're from.
We both have some Wickenburg heritage between us, Brenda and me, so that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about that, Brenda.
So I moved to Wickenburg when I was young. I was about 9 years old. My dad moved our family down there. His sister had lived there and loved it, married, raised our children, and so my dad says, if we ever move out of Michigan, that's where we're going. So that's where we went. And then I graduated high school there, went up to NAU. When I was in high school, that's when I started working for a local accountant in town, one of the CPAs, and that's what got my interest in the field. Because originally I was thinking, I'll go into education. But when I started working for the accountant, it was just so easy, and I really enjoyed it. The challenge of the work and the accounting and the tax was something that I really liked. So I thank him for getting me involved in my career, and I've just been doing it ever since. So it's been over 30 years now. But
Wow, that's a long time.
Thanks.
That means you're very experienced. We like that.
Right. Good save, Robert.
Exactly.
Good save, yeah, thank you.
I started high school when I was 4. No.
Wow.
Oh, goodness.
Well, tell us a little bit more about Premier Tax and Accounting Services, you know, kind of what you folks actually do, how many folks you have working for you.
I currently have six team members that work with me.
16?
And, six
wow.
team, six people.
Oh, six, okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
I like to call them my team. I like to think that, you know, we all work together because I could not do my job without them.
Quite a team.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I've been in my own business, my own practice for 3 years now, and I've had some Prescott clients for the last 2 years, and they always ask me when I come up, when are you going to open up your office? So signing the lease. September 1st, we'll be up here in the Prescott area as well. So I'll have the two offices, the main office in Wickenburg and then the satellite office up here in Prescott.
But where will your office be?
Willow Creek Road. I believe the address is 1235.
Okay.
Across from Cow Ranch area.
Okay.
Just a little bit, and I'm bad
That's
with directions.
Right.
Up the hill from the cemetery.
Yes, we always use landmarks here.
Landmarks, yeah.
Landmarks.
Right?
That's great. And what about in Wickenburg? Where are you in Wickenburg?
Right off of Wickenburg Way. So the address is 579. We are across from National Bank. We are next to the Edward Jones office. So we're centrally located down there, too.
And you were heavily involved in the chamber in Wickenburg for a while.
Yes, I've been on the board for, I guess we're going on 6 years now. I was, of course, a director, then a treasurer, then president-elect, then president, and now I'm past president. So that adds up to a couple years, yeah.
That's great.
But the chamber there has been such a huge benefit to me and my business, growing as a person, meeting new people, and that's the first thing I did when I decided to start looking in town was to join the chamber. That's the first thing I was going to do.
Wonderful.
And I did. So.
Well, we're looking forward to helping you progress your business.
Well, thank you.
So tell us a little bit how you can help some of our listeners and our members, you know, with tax questions, accounting.
Yes.
The different types of realms of your business.
We're having a call-in in a couple minutes, right?
Sure, no. Why not? Yeah, questions. Question and answer.
Well, I like to hold this out as a business advisory service because first thing I like to do when I meet my clients is sit down and talk to you and find out really everything that's going on with you in your business and also, you know, in your personal life, because we also sometimes have family trusts that are coming into play. Mm-hmm. We've got to, you know, think about that. Or if we've got children that are in, you know, college, we've got to think about that. So it's a whole picture that I try to gather. So the first meeting is generally at least an hour just so we kind of get to know each other. And then so we also know what your needs are and how I can meet them. Then after that, we'll talk about, okay, so if you're a small business owner, do you need some payroll services? Do you need monthly accounting services? Do you want us to handle all of your accounts payable and receivables? Because we can do that too. Mm-hmm. Or if you've already got somebody in place that's handling that, fantastic. We can come in and do a quarterly review on your financial statements, make sure, you know, if we need to do any tax projections. If you're, you know, a subchapter S corporation, you're going to have to pay yourself some payroll. What's reasonable compensation? And then now we're getting into a whole bunch of technical stuff. So,
well, it sounds like Premier Tax and Accounting Services full realm. And,
yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. And you do everything.
We do.
So
we
folks
do.
That just wanted to ask some questions about their business taxes or they just got into business, just give you a call and you try to set them up or give
absolutely.
Them some, answer their questions for them.
That's the way to do it. Get them set in the right direction.
Yes.
And that way they've got the template going forward. And their success is my success. So
that's great.
That's how I like to measure it.
So about your involvement in the community, obviously you're newer to Prescott, but
yes.
What have you heard, learned, or are you interested in? What have you done in the past in Wickenburg? Tell us about your...
Always have loved coming up to Prescott, especially in the summertime, because it's a lot hotter in Wickenburg.
Yeah, yes. Except for today.
Except for today.
Well, today probably feels a little bit cooler than Wickenburg, but not that much.
But I do love to go horseback riding, and so I'm involved in a lot of the horseback riding clubs in the Wickenburg area, and we also go travel throughout Arizona as well. And I do own a classic car. I have a 66 Pony Mustang.
Wow.
So I like to take that out every now and then, too. So between the classic car and the horses, you
it
know.
It sounds like you're all set and pressing.
Yes.
Lots of horses here, lots
here
of classic cars.
Right?
That's great.
Right. So, but as far as being involved in the community, you know, I would love to be involved in the chamber a little bit more, you know, other than just, you know, the member once I get my feet wet and, you know, we're you know, settled here in the office. But I do believe that giving back to the community just gives back to you as well. That's why I've always been involved in the town of Wickenburg and the chamber there.
Yeah, very important.
Very
absolutely,
important.
Absolutely.
Great.
Sat on nonprofit boards, and I handle nonprofit tax returns. I always give them a 50% discount because
mm-hmm.
they're a nonprofit.
Right.
So,
did you hear that, folks? 50% discount nonprofits. We have a lot of nonprofits here, Brenda.
Yes,
right.
That's great.
Lots
yeah.
of Yavapai
We could keep
County.
You busy.
Yes. Well, it's true. It's true. They will, and
yes.
they do, because a lot of them are very complex. But
so, what is the most rewarding aspect of your work? What do you find
seeing my clients and their successes, you know, seeing them grow, seeing them start as a brand new business owner, you know, either creating their own or purchasing one that was existing, and then just being able to, you know, walk them through just not only the day-to-day workings, that's their job to work on, you know, whatever their business is, but let's talk about how to move this forward. Where do we need to, you know, build and just helping them with that piece of it, reading their financial statements. A lot of them are, I don't know what that means. Well, sit down. Let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you how, what it means, and then you can make your decisions, your business decisions, based on those financials.
That's great. That's really great.
Well, I know we talked a little bit of, before the show today. You were at the Women in Business Luncheon that the Chamber hosted today.
It's very nice. Met a lot of great people already.
Great.
Yes, that's great. Yeah. We do a lot of networking events, so you'll be going to some of the next ones, I would imagine.
I plan on it. Absolutely.
Very nice. Very nice.
Good.
Yeah. We get a lot out of that particular thing.
And you can let me know if you need anything. I'm here for you, and that's what I do. So
great.
Happy to help you.
It.
You betcha. You
Thanks.
Betcha.
Well, thank you, Brenda. Thank you for being on the show. And again, folks, you've been listening to Premier Tax and Accounting Services. Thank you, Brenda, for being on the show. We
Thank
appreciate
you.
That. And we look forward to seeing you at some of our chamber events.
Yes.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 99.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. A 62-year-old man has been arrested for sexual physical contact with a woman at a McDonald's in Mesa. Detective Nick Rashida says the woman was in the restaurant at a table when it happened.
This male comes in and ultimately approaches her, talks to her, says that he thinks she's beautiful, asks for her phone number, is just kind of engaging her in that way. He makes contact while they're sitting there. He reaches down and grabs her in the groin area. She, again, says this was non-consensual.
The man started massaging the woman's shoulders, then touched her breasts. When police arrived, he confessed and admitted his conduct was reckless. Watch for delays on Whipple Street and at the Willow Lake Road and Pioneer Parkway intersection.
Tree removal work that started yesterday on Whipple at Jovian Drive is continuing from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. today. This work is causing a closure of the curb lane on westbound Whipple. Meanwhile, City of Prescott crews will be activating the new traffic signal at the Willow Lake and Prescott Lakes Parkway intersection. Work hours are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. today through Friday. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Sunny skies, hot and dry into and through your KQ&A weather weekend, cooling after bedtime tonight to about 65, with mostly clear skies, highs tomorrow near 94, Friday a breezy 90, Saturday 87, in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, highs near 104 tomorrow, 101 and 98 this weekend, cooling under the stars to about 70. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Prescott will continue shortly on KQ&A.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's Patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, Ken here with the Plants of the Week and our timeless beauty, Desert Willow.
Large, fragrant burgundy and lavender flowers appear in big, bold clusters all summer long.
This unusual water selection is prized for its long bloom time without setting the usual seed pods.
The flowers are highly attractive to hummingbirds, 100% Arizona native, and just $49.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love their native plants to bloom, they love to shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Hi, welcome back, folks. This is Robert Coombs from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, filling in for Sherry Heine. Sherry is away today. Laura, can you introduce our next guest? We have a very special guest coming up.
Yes, Robert. Thank you for asking me to do this.
You're welcome.
I get to introduce Mike Vax from the Prescott Jazz Summit. Welcome, Mike. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here.
Awesome.
You should have brought your saxophone.
The old joke.
A couple of the guys from the Jazz Summit performed at our Networking at Night event at the Residence Inn.
Yes.
And thank you for the impromptu but really terrific performance for us. We enjoyed you very much. Yes, thank you. So tell us about Mike Vax before we get started.
Tell you about Mike Vax.
Yes.
Well, let's see.
I'm sure you have a few stories.
I've been on the road for 53 years, and I've averaged at least 6 months a year every one of those years on the road. So I'm what the old musicians called a real road rat.
Really?
And, How far
have you traveled?
Everywhere you can think of.
No kidding.
I haven't been to Australia, and I haven't been to the Arctic, but I've been to the Antarctic. And I haven't been to Russia, but I've been to most of the other countries that were behind the Iron Curtain.
Really?
And all of South America, all of Europe, it's fun, you know, because I get to see things that most people don't see, because when you're on the road as a jazz musician, first of all, you're playing all the time, so you don't have time to do the regular tourist stuff, but there's always musicians that come to hang out, and they take you to the places where the local musicians go.
Right.
You know. So I've been very lucky. I've seen most of the world and done it playing my horn.
And I'm sure that has influenced your music, too.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yes. Definitely.
Wow.
Well, Mike, Prescott Jazz Summit's been around for quite some time.
19 years. I can't believe it.
Yeah. I know when I first moved to town, You were playing down at the Courthouse Plaza. Of course, I've been here about 25 years.
Uh-huh.
I've always enjoyed that, and it always brings back great memories for me because my dad was a drummer, and he played in a jazz band when we were growing up, and he used to haul us around when we were little kids back in the Boston area to all the jazz clubs and kind of hide us in the back a little bit because we weren't supposed to be there. But so, I remember Buddy Rich and all those guys.
Do you remember Lenny's on the Turnpike?
Lenny's on the Turnpike? We went to Lenny's on the Turnpike.
We played there a bunch of times. That was one of those great clubs where every once in a while, strangely, it would burn down, and then they'd find a new place and have a bigger club. It happened three times.
Wow.
But yeah, that was one of my favorite places of all the jazz clubs in the United States. Lenny's on the Turnpike.
I remember Lenny's on the Pike.
Oh, man. It was wonderful.
The Turnpike Route 1, I believe that was. Yeah, I still remember. Yeah. We had a place in downtown Beverly, too, but I can't think of the name. He drug us to that one, too. They used to hide us under the table.
was that Riles?
I'm not sure of the name. I can't remember that one.
I forget if Riles was in Beverly or not, but
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, maybe not. But we played a bunch of places around Boston. You know,
cool.
A couple of old ballrooms.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Revere Beach.
We went there all the time.
Well, I was lucky because I was in on the end of the big band era when things were really strong. So all those ballrooms that people have read about, I've played the Aragon and the Trianon and Roseland and all its famous ballrooms. I got a chance to play in those places.
Wow. Yeah, and that's wonderful playing for the folks in those particular places because they love that type of music.
Well, and there'd be like 3,000 or 4,000 people there, and of course the first 1,000 are standing in front of the band, not dancing.
Right, right.
There's like 1,000 people right in front of you listening, and then all the other and the dance floors were huge.
Yeah.
It was an interesting era.
Well, Mike, give us a little bit of more history about the Prescott Jazz Summit. You know how it kind of came about, how you created it in the Prescott area.
There was a gentleman here named Claire Willie, who was like Mr. Music in Prescott. Mm-hmm. Everybody loved Claire.
Yeah.
And when we first started coming here, Claire and I got together, and he knew that I produced festivals. And he said, you've got to help me, because I've always wanted to do a festival in Prescott, but I have the connections, but I don't know how to run a festival. So we did it together, and after the first year, he had a brain aneurysm and died suddenly. He was only 70 years old.
Wow.
And I thought, well, that's the end of the festival, because all the contacts were his, not mine. And then I got this premonition, and it said, if you don't keep this festival going, Claire Willie is going to haunt you the rest of your life. And so I just kept going, and we started out, the first couple of years were just one day, and then I think the third year we went to 3 days,
mm-hmm.
and it's been 3 days ever since.
Yeah.
And we've brought in total over 100 different musicians from all over the United States, and sold a bunch of tickets, and we've given, I think, now over 18,000 to schools and mm-hmm. to scholarships and to nonprofits and stuff, helping out in the community through our ticket sales.
Tell us a little bit about that, helping with the scholarships that the Prescott Jazz Summit has.
Well, one of the things that we've done is given scholarships to young people at Prescott High School to go to a summer jazz camp.
Mm-hmm.
So they can choose whatever camp they want, and we'll give them a check to help them so they can afford to go.
Right, right.
And then, we've donated money to Dan Bradstreet, to the high school, to help, and also down to Bradshaw Mountain High School, and years ago, Chino Valley High School. And so, a lot of the importance of what we do through my nonprofit Friends of Big Band Jazz is jazz education.
Mm-hmm.
And so we also have what we call the Educational Outreach Program. We have sent musicians into every school in the Prescott District, all the elementaries, all the middle schools, the high school, and we've done assemblies for all of the kids in every one of those schools. In fact, yesterday morning I just did two assemblies at Abiah Judd Elementary School,
mm-hmm.
and that one was just me, and it was fun with the little kids, who's third and fourth graders,
oh,
and,
wow, that's
and
great.
Basically I taught them about jazz music and played for them,
yeah.
had a great time.
Yeah.
So that's one of the important things events that we do with result from the festival, because, you know, the festival is where we sell tickets and try to make some money and get some donors and some sponsors,
right,
and everything.
Because it all goes to really good causes, just like
yeah, and it, we try to do everything local. We can for music education.
Yep. Like Laura says, yeah, it all stays local.
Yes.
And with the schools, it's important to get the kids back into music, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit more than they have been before, because it's so expensive for the schools to do it.
Yeah, so and I'll tell you an interesting thing. A lot of the times in the younger schools, in the elementary and the middle schools, I've gotten reports back from the music teachers that after we did the assembly, there were all these kids who weren't in music that went to talk to their counselors and said, how do I get into band?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know? It's great.
See, that's important. That's exactly how it should work. That's great. Yes. That's wonderful. Yeah.
You're influencing all those kids. Good for you. So obviously you've shared a little bit about your involvement in the community and all that you do, and thank you very much as a parent. Well, my kids are all grown, but as a parent in the schools who kids did participate in music,
sure.
you have been phenomenal. So some of the most rewarding aspects of what you do and the Jazz Summit, can you give some personal stories?
Well, you know, for me, one of the things that's so much fun about the Jazz Summit is that the musicians are very accessible. This isn't a thing where it's a huge stage and a huge audience and the musicians are up there.
Very hometown, isn't it?
But
yes.
All our venues, you know, here in town, we don't have a great big venue anyway. So, and all of the time, all of the venues, the musicians come out to the audience and they hang out with the people and they get to meet the people. And so it's like a big party. That's why our quote that somebody did years ago was, it's a jazz party of the first order. And so, you know, the musicians get to know the people get to know the musicians, and we try to do a lot of different, we do a lot of different kinds of music. We do everything from New Orleans jazz to big band jazz to swing to some bebop. We don't get into too far out modern stuff because the audience here isn't really into that.
Right.
But the stuff that we play, anybody that, even if some people think, well, I don't know if I like jazz. Well, the kind of music that we have is very accessible. So we've had all kinds of people come to the festival and say, gee, I didn't really realize I like jazz, but I do.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Mike, share with us a little bit about the schedule for the Prisca Jazz Summit. I know it's coming up this month.
Yeah, week and a half.
Through the 25th. Yeah,
week and a half.
Really fast.
Well, next Tuesday, our quintet, our Jazz Summit quintet, will play at the courthouse in one of the free concerts.
Yep.
And we'll have tables out there selling tickets for the festival.
Okay.
And that following weekend, a week and a half from now, is the festival. Friday night, we open at the Elks Theater. And that's a bunch of different combos, and we'll be playing, we'll start with New Orleans music. It'll almost be like a history of jazz, and we'll go through Memphis, and we'll do some blues and everything so that we get through. We call it New Orleans to New York.
Right.
And so it's going to be all kinds of stuff. One of the new people we have is Ronnie Rose from Las Vegas, who has won Entertainer of the Year in Las Vegas, an amazing singer.
Wow.
So he'll be with us for the first time. One of the other great things that I'm so thrilled about, because he's an old friend, the comedian that was on the Tonight Show the most times under Johnny Carson was Pete Barbieri.
Okay.
And of course, Pete's been in Las Vegas for years and years. And as everybody knows, Ken Byers, of course, was our MC for a dozen years.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, our dedication in the program is to Ken this year. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So I thought, who can I get to replace Ken Byers?
Right.
So I called Pete Barbieri, and he said, I'd love to come down there. So those of you that are old Tonight Show fans that know of Pete Barbieri, he's the MC, and you know he's going to do some of his great bits.
Very cool.
Okay, so Friday night, we're at the Elks at 7:30.
Right.
Saturday, from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon, is our educational component. We'll have Bradshaw Mountain High School Jazz Band playing. We'll have Prescott High School Jazz Band playing. There will be workshops. There will be panel discussions, completely free to the whole community during the day on Saturday.
So you can learn a lot about jazz.
Yes, there'll be
jazz
stuff,
period.
There'll be stuff about jazz history, about jazz improvisation. Please, don't feel if you're an adult you can't come. It's open to the public. That's from 10 to 2, and it's at Ruth Street Theater at Prescott High School. Saturday night is our all-star big band night, which is usually the most popular of everything because everybody loves big band. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be doing the music of the famous big bands and plus a whole bunch of stuff. One of the things I will give them a little inkling.
Now you heard this there's from gonna Mike be Max
a, there's
himself.
There's going to be a premiere, you know, Queen has gotten popular again because of the movie Bohemian Rhapsody.
Uh-huh.
Well, a very, very wonderful jazz writer wrote the whole Bohemian Rhapsody for me as a trumpet solo with big band.
Wow.
And we're going to premiere that at the big band Saturday night.
Nice.
So there will be old stuff and new stuff.
Well, it almost sounds like that would be the one to go for.
Oh, that's going to be fun. That's Saturday night at 7:30.
Yep.
And then Sunday, we're going to be up at the top of the Elks, and we're doing that in conjunction with Barry Barbie, with El Gato, and with mm-hmm. the top of the Elks that he runs. So we'll have our regular jazz brunch, but it'll be at the top of the Elks, okay. And Barry Barbie and El Gato will be catering that.
Uh-huh.
And that one always sells out, and it's limited seating, so you've got to get your seats
right.
ahead of time.
So you need to get there early. Yeah,
well, they need to actually order the seats ahead of time because Barry needs to know how much food to prepare.
And for the folks that don't know, you know, it's the Elks Performing Arts Center, which is the top floor
yes.
of the new Elks building. It's an absolutely gorgeous third floor.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
And so
and
that, that'll be fun. So that Sunday we'll have the jazz brunch from 10 until 2 in the afternoon. Then we have a break, and we want the out-of-town people to go and visit the restaurants and all the shops downtown. And then at 5 o'clock to 7:30, we'll have our famous jazz, the all-star jazz jam session.
The jams are always fun.
And Barry is also catering that at dinner time.
Yeah, Barry from Elgato was always very, very much a community leader here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And of course, he's a big jazz lover.
Yes, he is.
So it's a full weekend of jazz. It's like Stan Kenton used to say to people, we're going to take a bath in jazz. You know? And you can, the best way to do it, the Elks has their own ticket thing, so we have to let them do that with Vendini.
Right.
If you want to come Friday night to the Elks, you can go to the Elks Elks Theater website,
yep.
and you can order your tickets. You can get tickets during the day at the Elks Theater.
And that's PrescottElksTheater.net.
Yes. And then for Saturday and Sunday, if you want to go online, you can go to PrescottJazzSummit.net. Okay.
Right.
And you can order tickets for all day, for Saturday, for Sunday. We have combined tickets so you can save a little bit of money for
right.
both.
Right.
And that's, again, that's PrescottJazzSummit.net. Also, the Chamber is selling
right.
tickets.
Yep, we are. We sure
yeah,
are.
Yeah. You guys have been our ticket outlet for many years.
Oh, it's a blast.
And if you're downtown and you want to buy tickets for Saturday and Sunday, you can buy them at the Chamber. Also, Barry has some tickets for Sunday at Elgato. So there's a few different places people can go, but the best thing if you can is go online for Elks for Friday night and Jazz Summit for Saturday and Sunday, and especially for Sunday because that will sell out and it's limited seating.
Right.
So if you want to do that, I would get your tickets right away.
I've also noticed, Mike, with the Prescott Jazz Summit that you have senior discounted rates on some of the shows.
Exactly. We have discounts for seniors.
Is
and
that
then we
new this year?
No, we've done that before.
Last year. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yep, and then we also have, of course, discounted tickets for students.
Yep, great. So come on down to the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Visitor Information Center and pick up your tickets, or go to the website at PrescottJazzSummit.net.
Right.
That's great.
Right.
Tell me more about the jazz performance that's on the Courthouse Plaza, the free event. People can get kind of a taste.
Exactly.
Of what's
coming up. It'll be my quartet. Which, of course, everybody in the Prescott area loves Jack Peterson, and Jack will be playing guitar.
Yep.
Selwyn Reams on bass. Kenny French, who was in the Air Force Band in Washington, will be on drums. Mm-hmm. And myself and Tony Vaca, sax player that everybody loves from Phoenix. And so it'll be the quintet, and we'll be playing basically jazz for dancing, because we know the people there at this courthouse love to dance.
Right.
But we'll be playing older tunes, some newer tunes, some originals. It'll be a nice mix of stuff.
So and something for everybody. They'll get a
well,
really
and,
good
and
tune.
One of the things that'll be a little bit different than most of the bands that play there is we'll also do a little bit of rock.
Okay.
Because some people like to dance to rock rhythms,
there
and
go,
most
folks.
Of the swing bands can't do that.
You
but
folks
we
that
do.
Think you don't like jazz, come on down. You'll love it.
Yes.
Now, what time is that performance?
That's at 6:30 this coming Tuesday.
Okay, 6:30 in the evening, Tuesday.
Yes.
Perfect. Wonderful. We love having the jazz down there as part of the summer concert series.
Yeah,
that's kind of a little bit
it's
of
worked,
taste of
it's
it
been
also.
Working out great for many years.
And that is PrescottJazzSummit.net. You can also call 830-2462. And Mike.
Well, we have to ask Mike about the most rewarding aspect
yes,
of his work.
Yes.
You know, what kind of stands out? There's probably a lot of those that stand out for you.
Oh, boy. You mean just in
I
general?
Know, helping folks. Yeah. I know that you love helping kids get into music.
The most, to me, the most important thing is the kids.
Yeah.
And that was sort of drummed into my head by Stan Kenton,
drummed
my
in.
Old
Did
leader,
you hear that?
Who was
think,
one of the fathers of
said,
jazz education.
I thought you would have said saxophoned in or something like that.
But, you know, the joke is, okay, Vax, why don't you play the sax?
Here we go.
You know, and all these years. And, of course, the other part that goes along
it.
With that could, is that my name has always been a contraction, and everybody's always called me Max.
Max.
So it could have been Max Vax and his sax. But no, I don't think so. But for
cool.
me, in order to keep the music going, you have to get to the young people.
Yes.
If you don't get to the young people and get new fans for the music will die.
Right.
And so the peer pressure for young people, of course, is pop music.
Right.
And so one of the things I love is like yesterday at Abiah Judd, these little kids were getting all turned on to the jazz music. Mm-hmm. There are going to be some of those kids who are now going to say, well, I want to find out about jazz, and they will be jazz fans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Well, Mike, share with us one more time the website for tickets and where to pick up tickets.
Great. PrescottJazzSummit.net. And you can get tickets online there. You can get Friday night tickets from the Elks Theater website. And then you can get your tickets at the Chamber of Commerce, which is the main ticket outlet. You can get Sunday tickets at El Gato Azul. And you tell them the phone number again, because I always forget my own office phone number.
Oh, okay. The phone number is 928-830-2462. And we have one more little goodie from the Prescott Jazz Summit that Mike wanted to tell us. They're giving away a few tickets today, I understand.
Sure. I'd be
or,
happy
actually, not
to.
Today, but tomorrow morning.
I'll be happy to. And I guess so what we'll do is, why don't you give them a number to call at the chamber? That
okay, the number at the chamber is area code 928-445-2000. And we're open at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. And from what I understand, it's going to be the first two callers.
Right, and we'll give away two sets of two tickets for Saturday night for the big band gala concert.
So call in, folks. It's the people who will listen to the show today. So if you're listening, call tomorrow morning, and you'll get to listen to this wonderful jazz music. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM in Prescott. 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
This Labor Day weekend, jam down the Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the 2019 Reggae Fest. This August 31st, experience Rasta like never before and jam out to nothing but positive vibes starting at 1:30 p.m. This stacked lineup includes local favorite Kill Babylon Coalition, I Conscious, Pato Bonton, and special guest headliner, Hyrie. Tickets are just $25 and on sale now at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel or at cliffcastlecasinohotel.com. Management reserves all rights.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. This is one of my favorite ads, so I'm bringing it back. Years ago, I noticed a poster in the break room of our Prescott store. It was titled, An Old Cowboy's Advice, and I just had to revisit it. Its advice is timeless, like life is simpler when you plow around the stump. And a bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Then there's, don't corner something that you know is meaner than you. And last but not least, most of the stuff people worry about ain't never going to happen anyway. Good common sense, just like Olson's. Our mission is the healthy feeding of your livestock and pets from a common sense perspective. We think local, we speak local, and we care local, and we only carry the best feed, hay, and pet food. You'll find us in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and on the web at olsonsgrain.com. By the way, in case you're wondering what Olson's common sense saying is, why, good enough just isn't, of course.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Hi, welcome back, everyone. This is Robert Coombs from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Laura, it's our turn on the radio show today to promote some of the chamber events. What have you got for us today?
Yippee Skippy. We have Coffee
Did
Connect.
Did you say Yippee Chippy?
Yippee Skippy.
Yippee Skippy, yes. She said, everyone.
All right. Coffee Connect is a very popular chamber networking event, and that opportunity is on Wednesday, a week from today, at 7:30 a.m. at Capital Canyon Club. Join a rest of the chamber members who have RSVP'd, and it's a full event. So please sign up. The more the merrier. And share your two-minute business pitch and speed networking for your business. We also are very excited to have the third annual Farm-to-Table Dinner on Saturday, September 14th, being held at Mortimer Farms. This event is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, hosted by Mortimer Farms, and brought to you by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
And that is a blast.
It is a blast.
I love that event.
Yes, it's farm-fresh food, and there's a kids' table, hay rides, live music by Thunder and Lightning, and you will be glad you came. So please RSVP at Prescott.org. Another huge tradition in Prescott is the 42nd annual Salute to Educators. This is to honor our local teachers, staff, administrators, etc. for our local schools in Prescott, and this is at Friendly Pines Camp. The camp owners for decades have been enjoying this, putting this on for the Prescott Chamber and our community for our teachers, and it's a great opportunity to show support for our educators. Bring a door prize, bring something for, this is the one chamber event where it is not about chamber members, it is about teachers and educators. It's an opportunity to give back to the community, so bring a prize, something for a teacher that they would enjoy.
And Friendly Pines Camp is BB at Friendly Pines Camp is so gracious to do this every year for over 40 years. That is just amazing.
I've met her granddaughter a few times. They're wonderful people.
They are all over the world.
And the food is fabulous. So everybody show up and support the schools. And that is Friendly Pines Camp is on Senator Highway, heading toward the Groom Creek area. So show up for that. Lastly, we have Farmers Market every Saturday morning, this coming Saturday, in Yavapai College and Charlotte Hall's Museum's Wine Fest. Charlotte's Wine Fest. That is on Saturday the 17th from 4 to 7. Visit.
And the Charlotte's Wine Fest has been going on for quite so many years, too. So that's wonderful. So there's many, many more events than what we spoke of. And you can find those at www.prescott.org. Or come on down to the Visitor Information Center. We have weekly sheets and weekend sheets for you to pick up so you have a good idea of what's going on in the area. Thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. Thank you very much for listening to Talk of the Town. We'll see you next time.
Next time, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Genesis Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.